Psalm 150. Thanking God, praising God, giving glory to God, giving glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the Spirit that He has sent that abides and remains here for us. It's a blessing to again be able to teach and proclaim the Word of God. And if you would, again, if you would turn in your Bible to Psalm 150, we're going to read all six verses that comprise Psalm 150. And as usual, I will be reading from the New King James Version. Psalm 150, verse 1 reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." That last verse, very familiar verse, verse 6, says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." And that's the simple message title this morning, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank You for this day that You have made. God, we give You the praise this morning. And we look to You, O Heavenly Father, because we know that all good things come from You. Every good and precious gift comes from You. So, Father God, we do want to give our praise to You, Lord God, for this day, for who You are and Your mighty acts. And we praise You, O Heavenly Father, for what You are able to do and how You are able to move in our lives and on our behalf. So, God, this is all about You, about praising You and loving You and adoring You. And so, Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in Your sight. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. You know, today we're focused reading here from Psalm 150, but if you were to go back to Psalm 146, you'd find that Psalm 146 starts with praise the Lord, and it ends with praise the Lord. And if you would go to the next chapter, Psalm 147, it starts with praise the Lord, and it ends with praise the Lord. And then if you would go to the next chapter, Psalm 148, it starts with praise the Lord, and it ends with praise the Lord. And then if you would go over to the next chapter, Psalm 149, it starts with praise the Lord, and it ends with praise the Lord. And if you finally arrive at where we are right now, Psalm 150, it starts with praise the Lord, and it ends with it ends with this: let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we all have heard and have used the word hallelujah. The Hebrew word halal is part of the larger word hallelujah. The Hebrew word halal means praise in English. And the Hebrew word Yah means the Lord in English. And when you put together halal and Yah, it means praise the Lord in English. And all of these last books here, Psalm 146, 147, 148, 149, and here in 150, if you were to look at them and read them in the original Hebrew, you would find that they start with hallelujah and end with hallelujah. And this morning we are focused on the topic, praise the Lord. Praise. Praise is the expression of the intense love and adoration that we have for the Lord. Praise is to be expressed continually. Praise is a lifestyle, and it is a ministry. The angels praise the Lord. The heavenly hosts are commanded to praise the Lord. All the inhabitants of the earth are instructed to praise the Lord. We can praise Him with singing. We can praise Him with shouting. We can praise Him with the dance. We can praise Him with musical instruments. And we can praise Him with our words, with our voices. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The Bible says back in Psalm chapter 22, verse 3, that God loves to be in the midst of the praises of His people. It says that God inhabits the praises of His people. And that means that God is at home among the praise of His people. Whether it is one person alone or many people gathered together, God inhabits the praises of His people. And when you're praising God, you are inviting God to come right into your life, into your situation, into whatever matter or condition you might find yourself in. We hear the word hallelujah frequently. It is a simple command that means praise the Lord. It serves both as a command and as a shout of praise. God deserves our praise, whether life is easy or whether life is extremely hard. And that brings us to this text here this morning. It is the 150th and final psalm of the book of Psalms. Psalm 150 is a shout of praise. Psalmist here is telling us where we can praise the Lord, why we should praise the Lord, how to praise the Lord, and he ends with who should praise the Lord. And I just want to leave with you just three brief lessons that we can find here in this brief passage of Scripture here in Psalm 150. They are straightforward can get. Lesson number one is this. Praise the Lord where He is. Praise the Lord where He is. We see this here in verse 1 where it reads, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty firmament. You know, in the Old Testament, the temple symbolized the presence of God. So whenever the people came to the temple and entered the courtyards, they were entering His courts. The people knew that they had come into the presence of God. They knew that if God was not anywhere else, He was there. Now, that temple no longer exists. It was destroyed by the Romans almost 2,000 years ago, but wherever we intentionally seek to meet the Lord, that place is called a sanctuary. And that indicates that God is there. Yes, God is everywhere and with you at the same time. And He is in the sanctuary. And He is in the firmament, which means the heavens. God is everywhere and with you at the same time. And we know that, you know that. He is with you as you drive on the highway. He is with you when you are at work. He is with you when you care for your children and grandchildren. He is with you every moment of your life. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Spirit of God within you. You are the temple of the Most High. And when you praise God, there is praise that is ringing forth in His sanctuary. And that should be the source and reason for your praise. That should be the source and reason to praise the Lord, knowing that God is faithful and that God is there. Because if the Lord had stopped being faithful, we would be in trouble. If the Lord had stopped being present, we would not know what life would be like. Under the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, believers brought sacrifices to the temple. They brought birds and sheep and other clean animals to the temple to be offered up. It cost them to do that, but they did it. But we who live under the New Covenant, the New Testament, we bring a different sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says as much, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. I know it gets hard sometimes. You may be having a hard time right now, and to praise God in those times and those seasons requires a personal sacrifice. But when we bring a sacrifice of praise, we choose to believe that even though life is not going as we think it should, God is still good and can still be trusted. When we choose to praise God despite the storms, not only is he honored, but our faith grows deeper. And there's a second lesson here. Lesson number two is praise the Lord for what he does and for who he is. Praise the Lord for what he does and for who he is. We see this in verse 2, which reads, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Maybe you can see the Lord solving a problem that you have had for a long time. Or maybe the Lord has given you the direction to go. Or maybe the Lord has provided a blessing and you realize that it has come only from him. And so from the depths of your being, you proclaim your praise. You can praise the Lord. And I can stay on that for a little while. But I do want to move to my last lesson here. And there is that third and final lesson. And lesson number three is this. Use what you know how to use to praise the Lord. Use what you know how to use to praise the Lord. We see this in verses 3 through 5, which read, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. You know, in Scripture, praise is usually presented as joyful and uninhibited. Praise can get loud, and the Lord invites praise of all kinds from his creation. Jesus said that if people do not praise God, even the stones will cry out. And so here in verses 3 through 5, we see even how nine inanimate objects can give praise. It's not because they're doing it on their own, but it's because someone skilled at using them knows how to use them. Each with their own sound, the trumpet with its own sound, the lute and harp with their own distinctive sound, the cymbals with their own unique sounds. These nine musical instruments, all in their own diverse way, can be used to come together to give the Lord the praise. And the part I like about this here is that if you do not even know how to use a musical instrument, you can just use your feet. Because right there in the first part of verse 4, it says to praise him with the dance. And I would say even to you this morning, use what you have to praise God. Use what you know how to use to praise the Lord. Use what you know how to use to praise the Lord. Praise him with every means that you have. So as I move to my conclusion, just came on this morning to encourage someone to praise the Lord. Embrace a lifestyle of praising the Lord. And if you already have that lifestyle, then keep on praising the Lord. Praise the Lord for what he does and for who he is. Praise the Lord for what you are today and keep striving for what you want to be tomorrow. Praise the Lord for the dark nights that have turned into bright mornings. Praise the Lord for the dreams that have turned into reality. And when some things go wrong, take a moment to praise the Lord for the many things that are still going right. God's people are not called to mumble and complain. Philippians 2 and 14 says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. In this life, despite what is happening with the pandemic, despite what is happening with race relations, despite what is happening with the environment and the climate, despite what is happening with the election and with the government, despite what is happening with wars and rumors of wars, despite all of that, there is still always something to praise the Lord for. It is amazingly easy to complain about how the world is and how people can be so evil toward one another, but complaining without action just doesn't change anything. But if we would praise the Lord, we can watch Him come in and inhabit our praise and change the situation. The Bible tells us that Paul and Silas one midnight sang praises to God while they were bound in prison. They were praising the Lord, and they saw God break off their shackles and shake open their prison doors with an earthquake. They got their freedom from prison that night. It was not a matter of Paul and Silas busting out of prison. It happened the other way around. God busted into the prison. God busted into the prison because Paul and Silas praise God in their prison cell, and God inhabits the praises of His people. So keep praising the Lord. Praise Him for who He is. Praise Him for what He does. Praise Him for the big things, and praise Him for the little things. Praise Him for being able to walk, being able to eat, being able to see, being able to hear. Praise Him because these are just some of the many blessings and gifts that were given to us so freely. Because eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank You for this time. God, we thank You for Your word. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. We thank You and bless Your holy and righteous name. And we give You the praise, Lord God, because You are worthy to be praised. And God, I pray that if there are any on this call, Lord God, that do not have a lifestyle of praise, Lord, I pray that they embrace such a lifestyle. And I pray, Lord God, for those that have that lifestyle of praise, that they just keep on keeping on. That they continue, Lord God, by the power of the Spirit that You have sent that allows us to praise You, that they may keep on praising You and keep on giving You the glory. God, I pray, Lord God, that if there's anyone that is on this call that is burdened in mind and spirit and in body, God, I pray, Lord, that You lift that burden. But I pray, O Heavenly Father, that they may praise You, Lord God, for not only what You have done, but what You are doing and what You can do. And I pray that we all, Lord God, when that healing comes, when that deliverance comes, when that moment of that burden being lifted comes, that we can rejoice with those that rejoice. God, we thank You, O Heavenly Father, for who You are. God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, for being able to praise You. And we just thank You, O Heavenly Father, for the breath that You have given us that we might praise You. So let everything that has breath praise You. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.